Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The day's biggest stories, the people behind the headlines, the conversations you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Christy Strasser. You're listening to Odyssey's On Deadline. There's a lot of talk about AI data centers and their effect on communities. But broaden the scope and think about this. What happens when the robots are smarter than us? Here's Tommy Tucker in New Orleans.
Raising fears of people who have seen the Terminator movies and all of the other movies where AI breaks out and determines that the humans are the problem and annihilates us.
Now, we're entering a new phase of AI, and that's called agentic AI. Agentic AI can take an action for you. So let me give you a contrast. Let's say that you're writing you have a bad neighbor, and you want to write a testy email to that neighbor to try to back them off a little bit on something. Well, with ChatGPT, you go in and say, write me this finely worded email, and it'll write the email, and you'll copy and you'll paste it to your Gmail account. With agents now, you can actually say, send this email from my Gmail account. It will log into your Gmail account and send it on your behalf. An agent does something for you, as opposed to a generative AI, which responds to you.
Yeah, I think most of us have asked AI to do things for us, and it tells us, I can't log into that account for you. But the real goal for most of these AI is that it's like in the science fiction movies.
That's exactly right. Now, in this case, all the companies have what they call a sandbox, and the sandbox is just like a kid. You go and you play in the sandbox, right? So before they release all these models that we all use, they put them in the sandbox to see what happens and what goes wrong. So they put it into a sandbox, which was an isolated environment using a model that none of us have used or will use. And they basically said, in this system, tell me what's wrong. Hack the system for me. What the system did is the AI found a vulnerability that we didn't even know exist, that no human had found before. And it exploited that risk. The reason why everyone got concerned was that it exploited the risk. It's contained, meaning it wasn't attached to the internet. Like, imagine your computer without Wi-Fi. So they thought that they had disconnected it from the internet. It actually figured out a way to connect to the internet and then hack the system of another company.
That does on its face sound pretty scary and does sound like CyberNet.
It does. But what we have to realize that is this was a controlled environment using models that we don't use, that have never been released to the public. And all of these companies have these systems set up to test their models before they release them for this very reason, so that we don't have these models escape into the wild, so to speak.
Yeah, but what if that system doesn't want to be contained and does want to escape into the wild? Could it also find a way to do that?
To this point, where AI is not self-aware and is not conscious. So as of right today, it is not capable of doing that, because that would, and I'm hedging my bets, yes, because that would require it to have another level of self-awareness and consciousness.
We're talking with Professor Andrew Schwartz about AI.
Scared yet? Let's move on to autonomous vehicles. Here's KCBS in the Bay Area.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
You know, when the mayor first came into office, he really embraced the technology of Waymo and other things like that. But then we had the blackouts in December, which triggered mass Waymo stopping dead in their tracks. And then we also had July 4th, where they again stopped dead in their tracks during the heavy 100,000 people showing up in the marina and Waymo's getting stuck in traffic and backing it up. He wants, you know, Congress to pass a bill that would make Waymo be more receptive and open to communicating with locals and in emergency situations, ways to deal with emergency situations quickly, and also to cordon off areas, you know, electronically fence off areas where Waymo would have to stay out of if there were big events going on or heavy traffic jams.
Still kind of in the early days of autonomous vehicles. Is it still a little bit of the Wild West out there as far as rules?
Well, yeah. You know, tech talks, they talk big. They're big money, they're big jobs, they're big future, whether it's Waymo's in the city or autonomous trucks on the highways. This is what the future is. But what are the safety concerns? The mayor is saying, look, we got to do something about this. And the public wants something done about it, too. So it's good politics, and it's an interesting policy. I don't know if it's going to be any more successful in Washington, because way more big bucks is there, too.
Speaking of major brands, what's on your feet? You may need to ensure it's comfortable in case there's an autonomous car backup. Here's Rob Hart in Chicago.
He is not dead, but the competition is much fiercer, forcing every shoe brand to step up its sneaker game. Joining us to discuss, Jan Rogers Niffin, CEO of J. Rogers Niffin Worldwide. How has the sneaker industry changed beyond Nike?
You just saw Josh Kerr, the great middle-distance Scottish runner, break the world record in a Brooks Hyperion. And we're watching people win marathons in Adidas' new Adios, appropriately named, Pro EVO3 shoe that costs $500 and you wear them for 26 miles and throw them away. Are we going to sell a lot of that kind of stuff, either the Hyperion or the Adios? No, we're not. But that tells you they've got technology that's competitive for people who think the technology matters. And even if you're only poking around the block for 2 miles, you still want to run in something that's got the right technology. And I will say Nike now just came out with its Air Zoom Alpha Fly. It's as good as any marathon shoe out there. And the Nike Vomero Plus is a great distance training shoe, and that's great technology. But they're not the only game in town anymore. There's lots of competition. And as you mentioned, even if you're talking about just being cool, Hoka and On in particular, are probably the coolest things out there as far as people that run buying them. Now, it's not just running. You know, these guys sell everything, but you probably noticed both teams in the finals of the World Cup just were wearing Adidas gear head to toe. So that matters when you're pretending you're an athlete, or if you are an athlete, you wanted more what the cool guys were wearing, and the cool guys just won the World Cup and came in second in the World Cup in Adidas. So I'm a fan of Elliott Hill. I think Nike's coming back. You know, he's only been there as the CEO since 2024. He's doing all the right things, but you know, the stock market and everybody who invests wants it all to happen immediately, and they want it to be a straight line up, and you're not going to get that, especially when you've got this kind of competition out there. But it's happening, and they are getting better, and I'm a supporter, and I think he's doing a great job. But last time when Nike owned the world, the other people I just mentioned were not also trying to own the world.
Yeah, Jan, I was shocked to see that OG Anunoby, Nick's star who just won the NBA Finals, was wearing Skechers throughout his NBA season. Which brands are emerging as serious competitors?
Well, I sure as heck wouldn't have said it was Skechers.
No.
But that did make me stop and think. So you can see a competitor come out of any place. The real, you know, market share gainers have been Hoka and to a greater extent On. We've seen On growing at, you know, 30 and 40% a year and Hoka growing at 20. So they have gained share. And then Adidas sort of is running the world right now as far as being top of the line and also a big, enormous competitor already. So Nike, still the best name, in my opinion, in, you know, at least apparel and shoes from the point of view of athletics, still has to earn its way back to getting that market share to go its way as opposed to these new players' way, because it's really hard when somebody comes up with something new and cool and you're the established old guard. But boy, you say Nike, people still think I can do it.
Another place you need comfortable shoes is Disneyland. But at these prices, you may be tempted to strap paper bags to your feet. Here's more.
Brace yourself for sticker shock. Those prices are expensive. To tell us more, Gavin Doyle, founder of Mickey Visit, a Disney news and planning resource. So is it true the prices have doubled over the last decade?
I got to bring some nuance to this, which is that on the high end, they have gone up. On the low end, they're basically flat, just up $5. The lowest end ticket sits at $104 per day right now, and the high end has gone up about $125. The low end ticket is available actually 56 days in 2026. And right now, you talked about summer. They have tickets, $50 one-day park hopper day tickets for kids. So they're doing a ton to, if you're willing to be flexible, you have the ability to come in and save. If you have set dates, you want to go on the most in-demand dates, think Christmas, Thanksgiving week, you are up with that big increase.
You know, the funny thing is there's no, the demand is still there for those days like Christmas and going in for Halloween and things like that. I mean, people want to go.
Absolutely. I mean, we're coming up on the Halloween and holidays, and these are my personal favorite two times of the year. They're doing new versions of classic rides, holiday special versions, tons of decorations, characters, entertainment, unique foods and merchandise. I personally love to go down, and I would recommend to people the first week in December is a great time to go. There's very low crowds, lower prices as well, and you get those great holiday experiences.
It's like it has to be a strategy to doing this.
Absolutely. So MickeyVisit.com, this is what I do and think about day in, day out. I started when I was just 13, helping people in my neighborhood in the Bay Area plan trips to Disneyland, and now it's my full-time job. So we think about this all the time on Mickey Visit. What I would say to you is that if you're going for Halloween, think about September. If you're going for the holidays, think about November or early first week of December. They're both great times to visit.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. Maintain X was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With Maintain X, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on Maintain X because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.